Susan Spencer Wendell sure knows how to spend a year. She left her job as an award-winning criminal courts reporter for the Palm Beach Post and then went to the Yukon to see the Northern Lights. She went to Cyprus to meet family she never knew. She and her husband John took their children on trips in which her daughter got to try on wedding dresses and Susan got kissed by a dolphin. She also got a new dog, put a splendid hut in her backyard, and she wrote a book. It's a memoir about the year she says she wanted to devote to joy before she's claimed by ALS, a neuromuscular disorder often known as Lou Gehrig's disease. A few months ago, we spoke with Susan Spencer Wendell from the studios of WPBI in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and because muscle damage caused by ALS affects speech, she was joined by her husband, John. And Susan told us how she felt after being diagnosed with ALS in 2011 at the age of 44.
Equally grateful.
For a life of perfect health.
For a life of perfect health.
And determined to face it.
And determined to face it.
With bravery.
With bravery.
She's also faced her terminal illness with a great sense of humor. As for how she shared the news of her illness with her children.
Very carefully.
Very carefully.
Don't overwhelm them with bad news.
Don't overwhelm them with bad news.
Just a little bit at a time.
Just a little bit at a time.
My Year of Living with Joy, which she wrote with Brett Witter and a little help from technology. You wrote this book on your iPhone.
I did. 89,000 words.
89,000 words, all on the iPhone.
I only have use of my right thumb.
She only has use of her right thumb, and that's the only way she could type.
Would you like us to read
it? Would you like us to read an excerpt of how she did that?
Please.
By June, I had lost the ability to use my iPad. The keyboard was too big, and it tired my right hand to move it back and forth. I decided to write the book using the notes function on my iPhone instead. John would slide the phone into my useless left hand, where, by serendipity, my curled fingers formed a perfect holder. I would type each letter with my right thumb, tap, tap, the only digit I could use. When I typed the last letter of the first draft in mid-September, 3 months after beginning in earnest, I couldn't believe what I had accomplished. I felt as if I'd pulled myself up a mountain with 9 fingers tied behind my back. I let the moment linger, the thrill of a triathlon completed. I looked at John, who was sitting across from me in the cheeky hut. I expected to smile, to beam, with the dream fulfilled. I cried, and formed the words as best I could. What will I do now?
Susan, help us understand why you wrote the book. For your children, but also you've always been a writer.
First and foremost, I wrote the book for
First and foremost,
family.
I wrote the book for my family and friends to have, to jog their memories after I'm gone.
And what I also realized as a storyteller,
I also realize that as a storyteller, it's an amazing tale of twinning good and bad fortune. Themes that touch everyday people, friendship, devotion, and discovery.
Let me ask you about some of these trips. You went to the Yukon to see the Northern Lights with your best friend, Nancy.
Yes.
But the lights were off.
As you know, life ain't perfect.
As you know, life ain't perfect.
The lights did not show.
The lights did not show. They still had a wonderful time there.
John, may I ask you a question?
Of course.
What's this period been like for you?
Well, difficult. Every day I wake up, I feel sad. That's my first emotion. And then I roll over and I look at Susan and I realize that she's not allowing herself to feel that way, so I can't, and I don't.
Susan, how are you doing?
I have very, very down moments.
She can have down moments.
But generally, I'm doing pretty darn well.
Generally, doing pretty darn well.
This book is so funny.
I know that.
Glad to hear you say that.
I really don't want people to think.
She doesn't want people to think it's a maudlin book.
If you say it's funny, not we've made it home.
If you think it's funny, we've made it home.
Well, Susan Spencer Wendell and her husband John Wendell in Fort Lauderdale. She tells the story of a year in her life with ALS in the new book, Until I Say Goodbye. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
We checked in with Susan this week, asked how she's doing. She wrote, "My pat answer is, as well as can be expected. My body and voice become weaker every single day, but my mind becomes mightier and more quiet. You do indeed hear more in silence." You can read an excerpt from Susan Spencer Wendell's book at npr.org/books. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.